I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals. Kicking off the show, as usual, with an animal tune. This is Nellie McKay with the Dog Song here on WMNF.
I'm just a walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. My life was lonely and blue. Yeah, I was sad as a sailor. I was an angry one too. Then there was you appeared when I was entangled with youth and fear. And nerves jingle, jangled, vermouth and beer were getting me mangled up. But then I looked in your eyes and I was no more a failure. You looked so wacky and wise. And I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just a-walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. Oh, it's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong. But I don't care about your hate and your doubt. And I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a companion, why just go out by the pound and find yourself a hound and make that dog get proud. 'Cause that's what it's all about. My life was tragic and sad. I was the archetypal loser. I was a pageant gone bad. Then there was you on time and wagging your tail in the cutest mime. And you was in jail. I said, woof, be mine. And you gave a wail. And then I was no longer alone. And I was no more a boozer. We'll make the happiest home. And I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just walking my dog. Your hate and your doubt. And I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a companion, why just go out by the pound and find yourself a hound and make that dog get proud. 'Cause that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Whoa, whoa. That's what it's all about.
That's the fabulous Nellie McKay, a wonderful singer-songwriter, animal activist, and friend of this show, who just wrapped a long stint on Broadway in Three Penny Opera, and her nifty tune, The Dog Song, is how we're easing into today's edition of Talking Animals on 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, streaming live, of course, via, if I may say via, the station website, WMNF.org. My name's Duncan Strauss, and I'll be here till noon today with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. As you may know, this is our seventh time on WMNF with Talking Animals, a show I launched in California a few years ago that primarily seeks to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your phone calls and emails, from assorted other sources. But we're also quite interested in celebrating animals, just as the Nellie McKay song did just there, through music, comedy, and other means. We're always aiming for a spirited balance of those elements you can readily glean if you care to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. Indeed, the website offers archives of all our past shows, including our initial six programs on WMNF, featuring guests ranging from the aforementioned Nellie McKay to Dr. Temple Grandin, an internationally renowned expert on both animals and autism, who is herself autistic, to John Grogan, author of the mega best-selling dog memoir Marley and Me. Today's edition very much extends the show's tradition of speaking with fascinating folks from all walks of animal life, with the conversation we'll have momentarily with our guest Tippi Hedren, perhaps best known as the star of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. But for more than 30 years, she's operated the Shambhala Preserve, an 80-acre sanctuary for endangered big cats and other animals, many of which have been abandoned by zoos, circuses, or morons who thought it'd be cool to have a tiger or a Florida panther as a pet. Last month, it was announced that Hedren and Shambhala would be providing a new home for the tigers Michael Jackson had been keeping at Neverland. We'll find out much more about these tigers, about Shambhala, about animal-related legislation she's involved with, and more when Tippi Hedren joins us in a moment on Talking Animals. We'll also welcome your questions and comments for her at 813-239-9663. First, I'll just, as a brief time permitting, like to hit a few quick announcements and news items. Starting with the Neuter Scooter is coming to your neighborhood. The Animal Coalition of Tampa, Inc., that's ACT for short, Spay Neuter Clinic introduces their new free transportation service to spay neuter pets. Pickup times are at 7 a.m. at various locations throughout Tampa Bay. For more information and pickup locations for these low-cost spay-neuter procedures, please visit their website, ACTAMPA. So it's actactampas.org, actampa.org, or call 813-250-3900. And this item is listed on the new calendar of pet events in and around Tampa, all kinds of spay-neuter stuff, adoption things, other things, that's now posted on our website, talkinganimals.net. And one other quick thing, otherwise we want to, of course, get to the Comedy Corner and then our guest Tippi Hedren, but something pretty cool I stumbled across. The Biodiversity Research Institute and other organizations set up a camera on a specific spot in Maine that had been in past seasons a nest for bald eagles. And sure enough, the eagles returned, and then on March 6th, they laid their eggs and then hatched on April 12th. And by now you might be thinking, well, why is he telling me this? Because it's now really cool. It's a full-time video stream of these gorgeous creatures and a kind of an eagle blog. So if you go to www.brilon, it's brilon.org/ed/eagle/index.htm, or simply just Google bald eagle cam and you'll get it. And it's really, really cool. They've obviously done it in a way that's non-intrusive at all for the eagles. But you can just see this eagle family, pretty much, and just doing what they do. And, of course, again, there's all these nice blogs from the people and part of this research project. So hope you'll check that out. Meanwhile, I think it's time to step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Paul F. Tompkins with a piece called Alternative Pets on today's Comedy Corner here on WMNF.
People who have their alternative pets on their person. It's people walking around with animals on their body. See a guy who's got an iguana hanging out up there on his shoulder? See another person with a crazy cockatiel just hanging out? And I guess you're supposed to have some reaction to these people. You know, I guess what they want you to say is something like, well, pardon me, sir. Is that a bird on your shoulder? Well, you must be one fascinating individual. Your personality is not at all manufactured. I say, what if we were to exchange addresses and became pen pals? That way I could collect your letters in a bound volume entitled, My Correspondence with the Most Interesting Person Alive. Working hard for you. That's great. You can have any animal that you want, you know, because we have dominion over the beasts of the fields and all, you know, but here's the thing. Even animals need some alone time, okay? How about that, you know? Maybe the lizard would like to sit at home, play on the rock for a while, you know? Maybe the bird would like to play with the bell, look in the mirror for a little bit. Maybe they don't have to come with you on all your jackass errands. How about that? Leave them alone for a minute. Come on, Cecil, we're going down to the bank so everybody can see your crazy eyes. Woo!
That was a piece by Paul F. Tompkins called Alternative Pets, taken from his Comedy Central special. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF. Station website is WMNF.org. Show website is TalkingAnimals.net, where all our past programs are archived. There are pieces written about us, pieces we've written, and more, including that new calendar of pet events, of things taking place in and around Tampa, and a place to sign up for our email list so we can keep you posted on forthcoming guests and more. That's TalkingAnimals.net. It's nearly time to welcome today's guest, Tippi Hedren, so let me quickly outline a few important details about her. As I touched on a few moments ago, she is perhaps still best known as the star of Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, but really, for more than 30 years, she's operated the Shambhala Preserve, an 80-acre sanctuary for endangered big cats and other animals, many of which have been abandoned by zoos, circuses, phony sanctuaries, or idiots who somehow thought it was a bright idea to have a lion, a tiger, or a Florida panther, for that matter, as a pet. Last month, it was announced that Hedren and Shambhala will be providing a new home for the tigers Michael Jackson had been keeping in his private zoo at Neverland. Tippy Hedren is also a highly vocal animal activist, frequently advocating new or stronger legislation to protect captive wildlife in can hunts, etc., and she managed to find the time still to do some acting. So there's much to talk about, with a quick reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663. Let's welcome Tippy Hedren to Talking Animals. Are you there, Tippy? Sorry, are you there, Tippy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for joining us again on Talking Animals. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. Well, you know, I have so much ground I'd like to cover, as I sort of outlined there, and relatively limited time to do so. But for our listeners who may not be all that familiar with your work on behalf of animals, maybe you could kind of just give us the nickel tour of how you went from starring in The Birds and Marnie and films not directed by Alfred Hitchcock to creating an animal sanctuary.
Yeah, that can't be the nickel tour.
Okay, well, all right, 7.5 cents. How about that? Okay.
I was very fortunate in being able to, receive a little bit of celebrity from doing the Hitchcock films, the two that I did, The Birds and Marnie. And I eventually, after several years, went to do two films in Africa. And during that time, that was in 1969 and 1970, and during that time, environmentalists were saying, if we don't do something right now to save the animals in the wild, by the year 2000, they will be gone. And a lot of awareness was going out. And my then husband and I decided to do a film about the animals in the wild and the problems they have out there just due to encroaching civilization, sport hunting, and poaching. We decided to do a film. And on the Gorongosa Game Preserve in Mozambique, there was a house that had been abandoned by a game warden because it flooded during the rainy seasons. And he moved out, and a pride of lion moved in. And it became the most amazing sight.
Wow.
Animals sitting in the windows, going in and out the doors. They were napping on the verandas. It was their house, and boy, you didn't dare go near it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So anyway, we decided to use the big cat as the movie stars for our movie, when we got back to Los Angeles, the script was written. We interviewed lions to do the movie, and the script was written to use 15 to 20 big cats, sometimes all together. There were close to 30 lions of all sizes living in that house, and so that's the way we wrote the script. We didn't know what we were doing. And the trainers of these animals just laughed at us. Every one of them laughed at us and said, this can't be done because of instinctual dictates to fight. Get your own animals to do it. Introduce them carefully. And that's exactly what we did. And the first one is a rescue. And from then on down, this is what has happened in the last 30 years. And nothing has changed. There are still the people who will go out and buy these animals, lions and tigers, leopards, as a pet, and it's an unconscionable act, unconscionable for the animal and as well as the human. There are more accidents that happen because of these animals. I mean, what kind of predator, what in the word predator says pet?
Right. Yeah, what aren't you understanding when you decide that a lion is a good person to have around the apartment there? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is just simply a matter of time before you will be hurt. I was hurt during the making of our film. That my daughter was hurt, our two stepsons, my then husband, our cinematographer, our assistant director. You'd think, our 9-month shoot took 5 years.
Well, and also the thing that you're kind of pointing out indirectly there is, to me, it's just a matter of time. I mean, people who, say, hey, well, I've had a lion for, 5 years and everything's been great. Well, okay, but in year 6 or year 7, something awful is going to happen.
Yeah, well, look what happened to Roy Horn.
Right.
There was a man who probably knew as much about the characteristics and personality traits of the exotic cat than anybody. I mean, the highly knowledgeable man. And look what happened to him. And that was after 30 years of working with those animals.
Right, because at the end of the day, they are still wild animals.
And unfortunately, the big cat, the exotic cat, thinks of children as prey.
Mm-hmm.
And any child who is around those kinds of animals is living a moment-to-moment existence.
Right.
When they decide to do this, it's so fast, Duncan.
Yeah.
that there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, the descriptions that people have given with something awful, including with Roy Horn, who you just mentioned, and others, I mean, it's like lightning. I mean, everything's fine 1 second, and literally a second later, somebody has a piece of their scalp missing or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I took a bill to Washington in 2003, and this the bill, the Captive Wildlife Safety Act, my own congressman, Buck McKeon, introduced the bill, and it simply stops the transportation of these animals across state lines as pets.
Yeah.
And the zoos are exempt, veterinarians are exempt, true sanctuaries such as Shambhala are exempt, and unfortunately the circuses.
Yeah.
The bill I'm working on now, and it's going out to Mary Bono, who said she will introduce it, and I hope, again, Buck McKeon will introduce it. It's temporarily called the Shambhala Wild Animal Protection Act.
And what is that?
This is going to simply, it's a very simple bill. It says stop the breeding to be sold as pets.
Yeah.
And even when that happens, Duncan, and I'm so sure it there will be 20 more years of children's little arms being ripped off, children being killed, adults, the same thing. I look out at these animals, Duncan. I live on the preserve. I'm right now looking at two beautiful lioness up on their high rise, and one's lying on her back, and she's just relaxing in the sun. The other one is just gazing out, looking so regal and beautiful. And you know what? They're in an over an acre compound.
Mm. Just for them, you mean? Just for their...
Just for them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we move the animals around so that they don't get bored. And
that's great.
So they have a different tree to climb, a different body of water, different smells, different neighbors. And, you know, I look out at them, and way back in their minds, they must be thinking, something's missing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is nothing that we can give an animal, a wild animal, whether it's a little squirrel in your backyard or a Siberian tiger, we can give them nothing that they need except maybe medical care.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give them the tiger's a riverine jungle to go and search for their mate and protect their territories, or the lion the African savannah to have live with his pride and protect his territories. And,
sure.
You know,
once they're captive, it's what you've taken away from them. So the best that can happen is an awful situation maybe that they were in. The best they can hope for is maybe to land at Shambhala
because
they're captive. But at least, like you say, they've got space. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about Shambhala and just, how many animals are there and just kind of a little bit about the lay of the land.
Yeah, because of the way we started out with the big cat. That is our expertise. We have we don't have any other types of animals here, other than the wild ones. I mean, the domestic
indigenous
wild ones.
Yeah,
the
sure.
Little ground squirrels and the raccoons and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is our expertise. And I about 6 years ago we formed the American Sanctuary Association because there are so many animals being born out there, big cats to be sold as pets, something had to be done about what exactly is a sanctuary.
Yeah.
You know, there are pseudo sanctuaries everywhere, but they're buying, they're breeding. Anybody can call themselves a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
But to be a true sanctuary, there is no breeding, no buying, no selling, no trading, no commercial use. Adequate veterinary care. Not all veterinarians can take care of these animals, nor do they want to. They're dangerous.
Sure, right.
And a habitat, not just a minimum 8x10 or 10x10, you know.
Chain link,
to imprison these animals.
Sure.
So, anyway, it's a major, major thing. And we got together. There were six of us that got together, six sanctuaries, so that if Shambhala couldn't take an animal because we were filled, and we're always filled.
Sure.
I could call another one where I know that animal will go and be safe.
Right. You can trust it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tippi, let me just let our listener know this is Talking Animals on WMNF. We're speaking with Tippi Hedren, and you can too by calling 813-239-9663. You can also email a question or a comment for her at dj@wmnf.com. www.radiotalk.org. We do have one caller already I'd like to
I would also like to suggest to your radio audience to look us up on our website.
Absolutely.
Shambhala.org.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. And,
but
I'll get to it a few more times. No, because there's some things there, too, in particular I want to call people's attention to. But let's take this call. Hi, you're on the air with Tippi Hedren. It's Talking Animals on WMNF. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tippi Hedren. Do you have a quick question?
Yeah, hi, Tippi.
Hi.
Hi. From listening to what you're saying, Shambhala will only deal with cats?
Yes.
I know you had an elephant, Timbo.
Well, we had two. We had two elephants. We had a Kura, who was a circus elephant.
Right.
And Timbo, who was our bull elephant.
Right. He was there about 33 years, right?
Pardon me?
He was there for about 33 years.
Yes. Right. Yes, he came to us in 1972, same year we bought the place.
Right.
Cora died in 2000 of a massive heart attack. I think the circuses are very hard on them.
Absolutely.
And Timbo just died a year ago.
Right. I'm aware of that. Is the barn still there?
The barn is still there. We still have to get a permit to build a new one.
Okay. Why is the barn in such bad shape that...
Well, it's really only adequate for it is. It was old when we bought the place in 72. Oh. So it really, you know, it is really necessary to do a redo on it completely. And I have, we've designed it, and I'm going to have a huge skylight put in it so that...
Now, is this for another elephant?
Yes. And
you,
I hope that
you,
we will
you
be.
You are aware that Nicholas of the whole...
I know all about Nicholas.
Right, okay.
I know all about Nicholas. And we deal with county issues here that are really absurd sometimes.
Really strict?
Yes. Oh. Yes. And where laws and rules are strict, I certainly approve of that. But they can also thwart you terribly, in trying to get things done. And right now, things are very expensive to build.
Right.
So we're just really caught between a rock and a hard place as to what to do about, the finances and keep the place going. We have to raise $1 million to keep Shambhala going.
Yeah.
All right, caller.
Thank you so much for the call.
I appreciate it. Tippi, there's some other callers here waiting to speak to you as well. But let me, this may be as good a moment as any to ask you about Michael Jackson's Tigers. That was sort of a news item in recent weeks. Maybe you could describe the sequence of events that led or will lead to his Tigers coming to live at Shambhala.
Okay. When Michael decided to disband the private zoo he had.
Yeah.
All of the animals were put under the jurisdiction of their veterinarian, Dr. Martin Dennis, who has been their veterinarian for as long as Michael has had the animals, and he is also the first veterinarian that we used. And the task was enormous to find the right kinds of places for the giraffes, for the elephants, for the hoofstock, and as far as Dr. Dennis was concerned, there was no other option than the Shambhala Preserve
for those tigers.
Yes, yeah, for Thriller and Sabu.
And I'm curious, and I know others are too. Do you happen to know? I'm sure you do, actually, where the other Neverland animals are going. Like someone asked me, and I wasn't sure about this. Speaking of elephants, as we were a moment ago, was there one or more elephants at Neverland?
Well, there was the one elephant, and there was another one who kept her company.
Okay.
After the other, her friend died several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The female elephants have to have somebody.
A family.
I mean,
yeah,
they're very, very family oriented, and
sure,
that need is desperate and must be upheld.
Yeah.
And so there was another elephant that lived with her.
I see.
And that elephant is going with the same elephant. So they'll be together. And
are they going like R2000, or are they going to some other sanctuary, or is that still being decided?
That's still being
sorted out.
Figured out.
I see.
Go.
Okay. And once an animal arrives at Shambhala, they're pretty much a permanent resident, right? They don't...
For the rest of their lives,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And we put them in quarantine. No matter how well the animals are taken care of, we put them in quarantine for a month. That is our policy, so that we can find out if they have any illnesses or diseases that could be transmitted to the other animals.
Sure.
And then Thriller and and Sabu were in quarantine, it was really wonderful for them because they got to listen to the other lions and tigers roaring and the sounds, the train that goes by the preserve.
Mm-hmm.
They get to kind of listen and hear and get a feeling so that when they do come into the preserve, it's a great deal easier for them.
Sure. It's a great way to get acclimated, it sounds like, without being exposed to all that right away. Yeah. Gosh, there's all kinds of calls, and I got an email question here as well. I'm running short on time, but let me just read this email question to you if I could. An email writer is asking, does she have any contact with Big Cat Rescue in Central Florida?
Big Cat Rescue, you mean Carol Baskin?
I assume, yeah. This is just a question from
someone. Yes, I do, and I have been there, and I like Carol and her husband very, very much, and I think they do a really good job.
Cool. Okay, and looks like probably another email along the same lines. Let's take another call if we could. Hi, you're on the air with Tippi Hedren. It's Talking Animals on WMNF.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
thanks.
Actually, it's not a question or anything like that. All I really wanted to do was say thank you very much for all that you do. It's unfortunate that your preserve is necessary, but we're fortunate there are a few people in this world that will make the sacrifices and are able to help in the way that you do. And I personally really appreciate it just as a human being.
Well, thank you very much. I think I've been given a really wonderful gift, as hard as it is, and it's not for the faint of heart to be able
very
to
much
be involved
so.
With these animals, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. That's very nice. And we have. I'm going to try to get at least one or two more callers in before we have to say goodbye, Tippi. But I do want to remind people that the website is Shambhala. It's shambhala.org. And there's all kinds of info, of course, about the preserve itself, but about pending legislation, some of which we touched on. And we're probably not going to have as much time as I would have liked to get into some of the other things. But you've been very involved with all kinds of things, from canned hunts to anti-declawing bills to the thing you just mentioned, that the Shambhala wild animal. And again, you know, like any of these organizations, it's very expensive to run, and, you know, obviously just think of all the meat that all those big cats and the stuff need. So also there's a way to donate directly on that website. So,
That would be wonderful. And we have to build two new compounds, because of Thriller and Sabu, and,
sure.
And like all the other animals that come to the preserve, they come with no money.
Right.
And,
right. They left their wallet back at the other place. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do want to help and support Shambhala any way we can.
Oh,
and,
that would be wonderful, Duncan.
And, gosh, unfortunately, we're just out of time. I was hoping also to touch on I mentioned this in the introduction, but you're still doing some acting and everything.
Oh,
from,
I am. Yes,
yeah.
I was just on the 4400.
Yeah. And there's...
I thought the makeup and the hairdressing and the director of photography should get an Emmy for this thing. He looks so old. That I thought I'll probably never work again.
Oh, wow. No, that's it. But I think there's other stuff coming up. Rodeo Girl is something
yes,
that I think
Rodeo
I saw
Girl.
Coming up next year. And yeah, so that's great.
And also still... Fashion House.
Great, great, great.
Which, is going to be a nighttime soap opera.
Nice. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Tippi, thank you so much for joining us on Talking Out. It's amazing you find the time to do all those things and do them so well. So, again, it's shambhala.org,
okay.
And it's the Shambhala Preserve. Thanks for all the
okay.
great work
and
that you
Duncan,
do.
I'm going to call you when the bill has a House number and a Senate number.
Great, absolutely.
So that you can, your
we
radio
can help support
audience
it.
Can start writing into Stop the Breeding.
That'd be great. I'd love to do that.
Okay, thanks
all right,
so
thanks
much.
Again. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Tippi Hedren, very cool. And again, just sorry we didn't get to more calls. And did get to many of the emails, not as many as I would have liked there, too. But I'm Duncan Strauss. You are listening to Talking Animals on WMNF. The show website is talkinganimals.net, which I hope you'll visit to sign up for our email list. Check out our archive shows and our new calendar of Tampa pet events. Make suggestions for future guests or topics. Check out written pieces, photos, and more. That's talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune, pretty much like any version of Name That Tune you'd care to mention, except that in this game, the tunes are always animal-related. There'll be a prize. I have a CD here that PETA put out called Liberation, featuring 15 bands, or including Desperacitos, another Connor Oberst band, or another CD maybe by one of the artists we featured on today's show. So some cool prize will go to the first person who calls in at 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies the song I'm about to play. I'll even give you a clue. Tippy Hedren and I mentioned this artist. Okay, it's Name That Animal Tune on WMNF. All right, if you can name that animal tune, it's 813-2399. Wow, big flood of calls. All right, well, we're just going to take them in order. Hi, can you name that animal tune? Hi, can you name that animal tune?
You Rockin' Robin?
That's right.
All right.
Cool, you win. So we're going to ask you, just to put you on hold, and then as soon as the show's over, I'll come get your info, and we'll send you some fabulous Talking Animals prize.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, just hang tight. All right. All right, and boy, everyone else called in. I'm sorry you didn't win, but this guy was first off the mark. So that's the way it works with Name That Animal Tune. So anyways, we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals. I want to thank Rob Loray and others at WMNF for the opportunity to present Talking Animals today. And now monthly here on WMNF, the second Wednesday of each month. So we'll be back August 9th, September 13th, October 11th. You get it. And hope you'll join me next time. Meanwhile, please visit our website, talkinganimals.net, and send any show-related email to talkinganimals@AOL.com. This is WMNF Tampa. I'm Duncan Strausberg. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. And we're closing things out, as always, with an animal song. Sort of a musical onomatopoeia. This is Starlight Mints, brand new music for them called Rhino Stomp, right in NPR News and Democracy Now! Thanks very much. WMNF Tampa.
News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder.